फाइल 6 सेकेंड पार्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन रिकंस्ट्रक्शन एंड प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ इकोनॉमिक्स करिकुलम एट स्कूल स्टेज. प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ इकोनॉमिक्स करिकुलम. While discussing curriculum in economics, it must be borne in mind that its presentation and implementation must receive its due attention. Even ideal contents of curriculum may lose their significance in case they are not presented effectively. Presentation of subject matter of economics must be guided by the following principles. First, principle of simplicity. Second, principle of individual differences of children. Third, principle of psychological treatment to the subject matter. Fourth, principle of linking with life situation and economic activities of the society. Fifth, principle of maturity of the students. Sixth, principle of conformity with national economic and social policies. Seventh, principle of the use of dynamic and progressive methods of teaching. Eighth, principle of conformity with expected outcomes of the study of economics. 9. Principle of continuous and comprehensive evaluation. 10. Principle of career development. 11. Principle of vocational efficiency. 12. Principle of optimum utilization of resources, both human and material. Evaluation of the existing curriculum. Main consideration and points to be kept in view while evaluating curriculum are: first, there are no ideal curriculum which would be welcomed by all sections of the society. Second, like the proverbial elephant and the five blind men, everybody like that an academician, an artisan, and a biologist, a household, a merchant, an educator, a moralist, a priest, a philosopher, a politician, a psychologist, a statesman, a student, a teacher seems to have his own concept of curriculum, which is influenced by his own outlook of life and his past experiences in a limited field. Hence, a lot of diametrically opposed expectations from economics curriculum. Third, vested interests of those who had learned economics the traditional way tend to oppose reforms. 4. The armed chair academicians are in the habit of finding fault whatever exists. 5. Curriculum renewal is an ongoing process. It needs content revision. 6. Presentation and implementation of the curriculum in equally rather more important than the contents of curriculum. 7. Curriculum is a very broad concept. It is more than its contents. It includes methodology of teaching and evaluation. It includes several types of learning experiences related to daily economic activities. A review of the NCERT curriculum in economics, which has by and large been accepted by the CBSE, would indicate the following. First, the curriculum is forward-looking. Second, the curriculum takes note of challenges posed by information technology in various fields, including economic activities. Third, the curriculum is prepared after taking into consideration the following national concerns. First, integrating India's indigenous knowledge. Second, including India's contribution to mankind in various fields. Third, impact of globalization on economic policies and programs. Fourth, impact of the new world economic order. Fifth, impact of privatization on economic activities. Sixth, linking economics with life situation. 7. Needs for stabilizing of an egalitarian society. 8. Need for raising productivity. 9. Requirement of a welfare society as envisaged in constitution. 10. Rule of economic development in human development. 11. Importance of dynamic and progressive method of teaching economics. 12. Appropriate evaluation mechanism in economics. Summing up, as already observed, proper implementation of the curriculum is more important than its contents. Suitable condition and environment will have to be created for translating the contents into concrete and tangible outcomes. Review exercises. A. Essay type questions. First, explain the meaning, need and principle of curriculum construction. Second, what is the significance of economic curriculum? What consideration and principles should be kept in view while formulating the curriculum? Third, curriculum is more than the syllabus. Explain this statement and bring out the importance of economic curriculum. Fourth, what are the basis of the construction of economic curriculum? Explain. Fifth, evaluate the present curriculum of economics as prescribed at the school stage. Do you think it meets the present requirement of society? Support your answer with arguments.